Now, the Burmese opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi is visiting India. It's her first visit to Burma's giant neighbour in more than 25 years. And today she's been at the Lady Shri Ram College in Delhi, where she was a pupil 50 years ago. One of her best friends when she was at school was Malavika Kalika, now a university teacher in Delhi. She's just been meeting her friend for the first time in 2.5 decades, and I asked Malavika about that reunion.
I've just come back from saying goodbye to Sue.
What was it like meeting her once again?
After 25 years, it was amazing, but it was just like she's been away for a few days and she walks back through the front door. It was that casual and informal and as though nothing had really happened in between.
Had she changed at all?
No, not in personal terms, no. She was obviously very happy to be with her old friends, and we are among her oldest. I've known her since 1961. And consistently, we've been in touch with each other till 87. And in the summer of 88, when I was going to stay with her, and when I called Michael, he told me, but Sue's gone, and she had gone away to Burma then. So, of course, she's changed. She's become a dynamic leader, but with a deep philosophical insight into life and to people and to politics. But at the personal level, she's the same, and we laughed and we giggled as though it was like old times.
What was she like as a schoolgirl?
You know, it's so long ago, but I'm sure she was still that effervescent self was sort of tucked away somewhere, but we went to this dreadful Prissy convent where, you know, expressing yourself wasn't exactly de rigueur.
Do you think she learned perhaps how to tackle authority in that time?
I don't know. It's also the way she was brought up by her mother. And as she's told us many times on these last 4 days, that don't forget that I'm an army daughter. And so it was, discipline, authority, were not new things to her.
To people on the outside, she seems someone who is characterised by determination, an ability to stick to what she believes in through whatever may come. Is that the way she seems to you?
Oh, yes, and that she is. We had long conversations on that. And she doesn't brook laziness. She feels that one needs to work at something. One has to have goals. One can't be goalless in life, because then she thinks that that's the beginning of a decline. Whatever your age may be, she believes that one should be goal-directed and energetic and enthusiastic. It doesn't mean you have to be holding down a job. It may be a grandmother caring for her grandchildren. But you have to have a certain determination.
And an ability to overcome tragedy in her case.
I mean,
not only the early death of her father, but of course the death of her husband too.
Michael also, yes, of course. But as she says, I mean, when people say about a supreme sacrifice she's made, she says in private, you know, it was a choice I made. I chose not to go back.
And are you surprised? Would you have been surprised if someone all those years ago had said that your best friend is going to one day be a figure of huge political global importance, Nobel Peace Prize winner and all that?
Yes, definitely. For instance, unlike Benazir Bhutto, who became the president of the union at Oxford, etc., I mean, some years after us, I mean, Sue didn't have any such political aspirations or quasi-political aspirations.
So you've been surprised and obviously, I guess, pleased at what's happened?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Surprised, yes, but I mean, if you know the person, you would know that she was presented with a situation and she felt that she had to measure up to it. And she measured up to it to the best of her ability.
Malavika Kalika.